This is what happened Thursday in Gaza, just 5 days before President Bush visits the Middle East. 9 Palestinians killed, 30 wounded, as Israeli tanks battled militants. Israel says it struck in retaliation for Palestinian rocket attacks. The violence counters gains achieved at a Mideast peace conference near Washington late last year. U.S. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley plans to travel with Mr. Bush.
Those people who promote extremism and use the instruments of terror are going to try and obstruct this process, because this process, if it works, leads to a peaceful, democratic Palestine living side by side in peace with Israel. There are people in the region that do not want that.
While in the Mideast, the president will meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in Jerusalem. Mr. Bush told Reuters News Service on Thursday that he will urge Israel to dismantle unauthorized settlements. Hadley says that during the president's many stops, he also will seek support for U.S. policies toward Iraq, Lebanon, and Iran.
The president is going to want to go and talk privately and quietly to indicate that we understand the challenge that Iran represents to the region, that they can count, our friends and allies in the region can count on our commitment to the region.
Analysts with the Private Center for Strategic and International Studies say the president's goals are too ambitious. John Alterman is the director of the center's Mideast program.
President Bush is no longer trying to transform the Middle East from afar. He's trying to manage it in incremental ways by arm-twisting and jawboning leaders in intimate private sessions. There will be small successes along the way, but all of the Middle East problems are far too immense, complex, and diverse to be solved on this trip.
The organization says the current U.S. presidential race also could be a stumbling block. The center's Anthony Cordesman.
So they not only face the problem of a president who isn't staying, but vast uncertainty about a United States and a president who really won't have his team in office until June of 2009.
Violence in the Middle East has stymied the peace efforts of a long line of American presidents. There have been some successes, notably Jimmy Carter's historic peace accord between Israel and Egypt, but there is still no two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. President Bush says he hopes to achieve that before leaving office in a year. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.